Fall commencement was on Saturday. How does it feel to have another semester in the books?
Yeah, we had a wonderful day on Saturday. Commencement is among my most enjoyable and favorite times on a university campus because you get to see the outcome of why we do what we do, to see the students walk across the stage with the glee in their eye, as a little spring in their step, so to speak, to also in the background see their parents, their family, their to my left, I get to see the faculty who they've worked with for so long. It really is just a dynamic mosaic of accomplishment and a montage of why we do it. 855 degrees were conferred. This year's ceremony was 2 hours and 21 minutes. One of the students had a wager with me that if we could do it under two hours, he was going to buy me a steak dinner, but didn't quite make that, but that's neither here. I think it was a wonderful ceremony, and again, it's a glorious time to be at any university, and specifically here at Murray State University.
An alternative to paying parking tickets on campus rolled out to program my former college roommate would have contributed to substantially. Can you describe the Racers Pay It Forward program?
It was really in response to a national crisis, and some people may not realize this, but many college students do not have enough funds to have a meal every day, and they go without food. And we do have a food pantry here for students, and it is used frequently. It's used so frequently that many times they actually run out of food, and we need to go to Needline or other resources within our community. Our parking team were learning about this and talking about it, and they came up with the idea, what if we have people pay it forward? How about if someone receives a parking ticket, they make a mistake, that instead of paying the fine or whatever the fine may be, that they donate food instead? And this program just has really taken off, so much so that they've been able to keep the food pantry stocked for the entire semester. They have not had to go to Needline or the other community resources, which is important too, because the community has significant needs as well. And a lot of students have really participated in that. Now, there are limits. I think you only do it once a semester. So if you get 2, 3, 4 additional tickets, it's not a writ large type of thing. This is about helping students. This is not about a revenue expense discussion. This is about helping students. And the foregone revenue, knowing that students are having food provided to them in need, that is much more important than that, much more worthwhile than a budgetary item on striping the next parking lot. This is about serving students, and that's what Murray State is all about.
Let's go from serving students to surveying students. The 2017 National Survey of Student Engagement, or NSSE, report is out. This detailed report measures student satisfaction and perceptions of development. Murray State came out ahead of the benchmarks on satisfaction. What are some other key takeaways?
Well, this is a program that we actually do the survey every other year, and it's an important one. They survey both freshmen and seniors. Some of the areas where we went well above the benchmark is student satisfaction. Would they recommend this university to their friends and peers, which to me is one of the highest compliments. I think one, too, that I would really like to point out is that with regards to supportive environment and quality interactions, we scored very well above our peer institutions. The other one in which we had very, very high marks on was student and faculty interaction, and how at our university there's a statistically significant difference between our peer institutions. One of the things that I've been really pressing for the last year and a half, 2 years, is making diversity a strategic priority, really becoming engaged in those processes of understanding, being able to communicate, being able to collaborate on a global scale. And one of the areas that we need to take a hard look at, and the NSSE survey points this out, discussion with diverse others, we are significantly below what our peer institutions are able to provide. So that's something that we need to be thinking of and be very mindful as we gauge in this idea of how do we incorporate that into our academic, into our co-curricular activities and the like. Again, I think the NSSE survey puts a lot of detail that we will be going into over the next couple months as we use this survey to mold and shape us.
I'm sure we'll follow up on some of that in future conversations and look forward to that. As we reflect back on data to navigate the future, the fall enrollment numbers were recently shared at a Board of Regents meeting. There was a 4.6% decrease this semester overall, but a strong academic profile in the freshman class, and recruitment efforts are aggressive.
This year's freshman class of 1,442 students was a little bit lower than our 1,502 from the previous year. But the 1,502 was a step up from what was going on in the two previous years. In looking over the last 15 years, our average undergraduate headcount is around 8,600. Right now, it's actually at 8,660, if I'm not mistaken, for the average. This year, our undergraduate is 8,636. So we're about at that average point, but we're following 5 years where we had a lot higher students. And so we need to get back to a point where we're having a freshman class of 1,550, 1,600 on a regular basis. Our goal is 1,600 for a freshman class. You know, one of the things that we talked about is what happened. There was a couple things that we could do a little bit better. And we also, over the summer, unexpectedly in early July, we lost about 75 students who suddenly, over a two-week period of time, informed us that they would not be coming to Murray State for an obvious reason. But also at the same time, we also learned that with our new scholarship model, we are attracting phenomenal students, especially in the freshman class. An average of 24 ACT this year, the highest that we've ever had. The number of students who are in the top 25% or over 50% of our freshman class were in the top 25% of their class. And so very, very high academic attainment. And we are seeing the results of our new scholarship grid pay extreme dividends in attracting those what we would call tier one or highly capable students. Where we saw a slight decline is those students in what we call the tier two. And those are students that have a GPA of at least 3.0 and an ACT of 21 to 23. And when analyzing our competitors and everything else, I think that's an area where we can make a significant difference. And so we created a new scholarship of $1,500 for those students in that range. And when we announced it, there were 533 letters that went out immediately to those students saying, congratulations, you've been admitted to Murray State, as you well know, but you've also now just received the Dean's Scholarship of $1,500. And the immediate results we had from that 533 students was outstanding. And again, this is a tier that we saw a decline in the previous year. So I think we're going to see a big uptick from them. And also since releasing the Dean Scholarship, we've provided another 300 students with that scholarship who've applied afterwards because they learned about the Dean Scholarship. So we're being very aggressive in that area. I'm in the midst of a whirlwind tour where we're visiting every high school and visiting in our 18 county, talking with the guidance counselors, talking with the school principals, talking with the superintendents, and obviously talking with the students about coming to Murray State. We really need to be thinking about the graduate because that's where we've seen a lot of decrease over the last several years. You know, this year is a 14% decline over the previous year. The new graduate students this year was 331. Again, that's a low, very low number for us, and we need to get those numbers back up. International is a major part of that, of course, but we still need to be very cognizant of the domestic market. Matt Jones is our new domestic graduate recruiter. It's hard to see him on campus because he's out working hard to bring us graduates, and I know that he's developing a strategic plan that will be very comprehensive and move those numbers up as well. And I know the provost and others are doing so I see great results coming from those in the forthcoming years.
And Murray State recently conducted a collaborative international trip with visits to universities in some European countries, France, Spain, Germany. Can you unpack some takeaways from this trip and what are some things MSU is developing overseas?
Sure, absolutely. As we've been scouring with the 18 counties and the other regions within our natural student recruiting area, I also had the opportunity to go on a whirlwind global trip where we spent time in Paris, France, meeting with an institution there called Epitech. Epitech is a very dynamic and interesting higher education learning university in Paris. It is focus solely on technology and computer science. Their entire curriculum is program or project based, and through their efforts, the student, it's a five-year program, will earn their bachelor's degree as well as a master's degree. But one of the things that all the students do in their fourth year is a study abroad, where they go to a different university. And we've established a partnership with them, one of five universities in the United States. That was day one. Day two took us to Spain, where we met with the leadership of a university in Cordoba University, which is a much more of a liberal arts, traditional undergraduate university. And again, looking at two things there, where they will be sending us 20 to 30 students on a regular basis to participate in our mainly undergraduate programs. But also that the thought, too, is that this could be a model that we've established in Regensburg, could be something that we look in for in Spain as well. That was day number two, and then day number three and four was spent in Regensburg, Germany, where we have a partnership with the University of Regensburg, is celebrating their 50th anniversary. And we are an extremely strong partnership with Regensburg already. So it was really spending time with our partner, talking about some of the ways in which we will continue to improve the partnership, but also because of the celebration, it provided the opportunity for me to talk with the president from a university in Poland, Hungary, Hong Kong, and Czechoslovakia, in which we will be establishing partnerships with them, and that work is going on as we speak.
That's all my questions. I did have one more, and that is, do you have any New Year's resolutions?
Well, New Year's on a university-wide, is just to continue to work very hard for this fine university to encourage and provide the foundation for innovative thoughts and ideas to handle some of the challenges that all universities are facing. I mean, I think that's one important point, too, with the challenges with enrollment, the challenges with budgets, the challenges that we're facing are shared by all universities. So one resolution is to continue to be thoughtful and innovative and collaborative in attacking those challenges and overcoming them. And then on the personal side, now, and this might be a resolution for everybody, but I have to say that this is something I'm working hard on, is to lose those pounds, to lose weight. I've started already, so this is already, I'm already in it, and I'm 21 pounds down. Today I got a suit on that I haven't worn in a little bit while, and it's feeling pretty good.
Congrats.
So my goal is to lose about another 40, and then I'll be happy.
All right, we'll follow up on that, Dr. Davis.
We'll have a skill going on.
As always, I appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Well, and I appreciate your time, and again, this provides me the opportunity to talk about Murray State University, and obviously we all know the challenges, but we also have amazing things going on, and we can never lose sight of that. And so this provides an opportunity to share some of those good ideas and those good thoughts and to compliment our university on the fine things that they're doing. So thank you for that. God bless, and go Racers.